What is up, you guys? This is Cero the Antagonist, and I'm coming at you with another episode of the Cero Speaks podcast. Now, I don't have anything to talk about, to be honest. I'm driving to a doctor's appointment. You know, I could talk about that real quick. I've gotten cauliflower ear. So, for those of you that don't know what cauliflower ear, it is basically a hematoma in your ear that you get from, like, impact on your ear. So if you don't know what hematoma is, just imagine my fucking ear inflated and it's full of blood, basically. And if you do watch MMA or combat sports, then most fucking fighters have cauliflower ear, where their ears look all jacked up. So maybe you guys have seen it. If you haven't, cool. You can Google that shit. It looks disgusting, but it's kind of inevitable. I didn't expect to have that this soon into my training, especially since I don't really train that often, to be honest. But yeah, I was sparring with somebody, a professional, and the good thing about sparring with a professional is I don't really have to hold back too much because he can whoop my ass, and he did, and he gave me cauliflower ear. So I've had it for a few weeks now. I've gotten it drained like 3 times, but if you don't have the proper equipment to like clamp it down, it just keeps coming back. The first time I had a nurse friend, I guess I could say, she drained it for me, did me a huge favor. The next time I went to the doctor, like my actual doctor, he drained it, but he's not specific. He's like just a general practice type doctor, so he didn't have the stuff to like get rid of it permanently, so it came back. And then I drained the last time. I just went to CVS or Walgreens and got a 50-cent needle and did it myself. Kind of sucked it up and like, oh, fuck it, let's just do it. And I drained it myself. So now I'm actually going to a dermatologist so they can permanently fix the issue, or at least until I get it again. I don't know how they're going to do it. They can either inject the needle in it, drain it, and then clamp it so it doesn't come back, or they can cut it open, get all the nastiness out, and then stitch it back up, which is probably the better way to do it. It's the more efficient way because it gets all the really, really dried blood out. The syringe kind of just gets the liquid blood and stuff out. So we'll see what the doctor says. But that's where I'm going right now. Now that that's out of the way, the one thing I did want to talk about is I'm going to be starting a new podcast with a co-host. Now, I know I have not been uploading onto this podcast, so why would I start a podcast if I'm not even up to date, I'm not keeping track, I'm not keeping up with this podcast that I already have? I agree with you 100%. You guys are right. If you're listening, you're right. I haven't been putting out content, and it's unfair that I'm going to just like, I'm not going to drop this to go do another one. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to be doing this one on my own. I'm going to continue to do this one, and I'm actually going to be more consistent. That's my issue, consistency. I know that. I apologize. I'll get past that. But having another actual podcast with another person is going to hold me accountable, and it'll be easier to upload onto this podcast if I start making a habit out of it. You know, we're gonna improve the sound quality. He has a mic already. I'm probably gonna get my own mic for pretty soon. He's kind of dabbled a little bit in using some editing software, some audio editing software. So the production value is going to go up, and I'm definitely going to learn how to do those things now. And yeah, the topic of discussion, I mean, it's basically the same stuff I talk about now, maybe more current event type stuff, more pop culture. He's very keen into pop culture. He's a TikTok guy, has a really good energy. So I feel like our we vibe really, really well, and we'll be able to kind of build off each other. So I'm hoping if everything goes well, we'll probably be launching at the end of the month. So not the end of this month. It'll be the end of August and beginning of September is probably when we're actually going to launch that. He does not live near me, at least not close enough to where we can kind of meet up frequently. But he does come to the city once a month. So we'll be doing a few episodes every time he comes in. That way my goal is to try to upload at least once a week. So we might have to record a couple episodes during his time, during the duration of him being here. But we'll figure this out. We're still in the early stages. We're trying to figure out a name. We're discussing segments, topics, all that stuff. It's gonna actually be a legitimate, like, how would I describe it? It would be a very like a formal podcast, like one that you'd see maybe some larger podcasters have, where they have actual topics of discussion and things of that nature. And it's just not just me like mine, where I just kind of talk about whatever is on my mind at the time. So y'all can look forward to that. And in the meantime, I'm going to be trying to upload at least a few times a week onto this podcast. There's so much going on in the world, so many things that I have opinions on, or stuff that's just happening in my life in general. There's always going to be something to talk about.
In 2 miles, take the exit on the right.
I'm sorry, guys. If you've been listening to me long enough, you know that happens. My bad. But yeah, I'm going to pay more attention to this, nurture my little baby, the Thero Speaks podcast. I'm going to nurture it a little bit, take care of it, stop neglecting it. I'm sorry. I've been a bad fucking host, but that's all going to change now that I have someone that can hold me accountable. So that's something you guys can look forward to. The quick little recap episode. Let me see. Is there anything else going on in my life that I can quickly just throw out there? I think that's pretty much it. Nothing crazy has been going on with me so far. Oh yeah, you know one other thing I can talk about. I have had a fight coming up. If you guys have ever heard of Street Beefs on YouTube, it's on the East Coast, which is where I'm located, and they're gonna have one pretty close, like I think an hour away from where I'm at. My buddy, if you've heard the episode where I did that little amateur boxing tournament, my buddy that convinced me to do that. He wasn't able to make it, but he's able to make the Street Beef. So he's like, hey, we should both sign up and go. So I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. You know I'm down. Like, I am impulsive as fuck. Let's go. I'm down. Let's do it.
In half a mile, take the exit on the right.
My bad, guys. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I'm down, let's do it. So I didn't sign up, but you have to follow them on YouTube. You have to go to their Facebook page and get approved. I got all my approval done, and then I realized that I have AT on that week. AT is the 2 weeks out of the month that I have to go into the Marine Corps, and I'm there for 2 weeks straight. So literally, I've been wanting to do another competition. Win or lose, I don't care. I just want to compete. I want to be in there. I want to be in the scene, the fucking MMA scene. And this happens. So I'm shit out of luck, to be honest. I'm trying to talk to some people and see if I can maybe squeeze out that day and get out of here, get out of there early, or I don't know, try to make it to that event. But I highly doubt that's gonna happen. Highly, highly doubt it. So that happened. I'm still gonna try. So fingers crossed, guys, that I get to do that. So I have another little story and I can tell you all the ins and outs of how the Street Beefs work. But if not, then I'll sign up for the next one, next time they have one close by. But other than that, that's pretty much all that's been going on in my life. But yeah, if you guys have any questions, feel free to follow me on Instagram at Thero the Antagonist. One word, Thero the Antagonist on Instagram. And if you know me personally, feel free to follow me on Facebook. But if you don't, I normally don't accept people that I don't personally know. But yeah, if you have any questions, guys, feel free to DM me on Instagram, where I'm the most active, at Thero the Antagonist. One word. All right, guys. That's it for this episode. I'll talk to y'all later. Thero the Antagonist. Out.